Terry, what's on your mind?
Well, I've listened to your show on a regular basis, and I'm over a 20-year member of the Life Extension Foundation.
Yay.
And I think that it's been about 20 years of your newsletter, also your health newsletter.
Uh-huh, but if we put all of them together, it's been longer than that, too, sir.
Yeah, it sure has. They've all been great and wonderful. I'm on a compounding pharmacy testosterone, 150 milligrams per milliliter in lipo. And also, I'm taking anastrozole. It's a one-quarter tablet to Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I've heard you on the air actually say that it's almost criminal to prescribe anastrozole, and I kind of agree with you. Could you explain that?
Sure. It's almost criminal to do it without follow-up. Maybe I left those two words off the last time I said it. The follow-up, the follow-up is a test that tells us if a person's estrogens are being, if a guy person's estrogen are being cut off completely, or if they're being cut off just a little, or if it's just the right amount, or whatever. Now, here's the story on that, sir. Men need some estrogen, too, just like women need some testosterone. For women, it's particularly important for muscle mass maintenance. Now, for guys, what do the estrogens do? Well, funny thing, but we just aren't generally told that that enzyme that turns testosterone into estrogen is located in a variety of places in the body. It's located inside the lining of the blood cells. It's located in the brain. It's located in the other places in the body. Bone is another place. And that's because all those areas need just a little smidge of estrogen. If we don't get that smidge inside our lining of our blood vessels, the blood vessels can't be so healthy. If we don't have it in our brains, there's certain brain functions that don't work so well. So anyway, what I'm saying is we need that little smidge, and what usually happens with anastrozole is here's a prescription, just keep on taking it, and nobody ever bothers, and that's the criminal part, to check whether it is just simply cutting down on the estrogens, but there's still within a man's normal range. That's where we want them, is in a man's normal range, maybe at the low end of it, but we still want it there. Or to see if the estrogens are just plain old too low, or is it like somebody I saw about 5-6 months ago, that poor man didn't have any estrogens. His anastrozole dose was just not right, and he'd been on it for 2 years. No wonder he was feeling weird, because we need a little diddly bit of estrogen in our male brains, just like ladies need a little bit of diddly bit of testosterone in their brains.
I have those checked every 4 months, and I keep those within range. Is there something natural, products that I could take to keep the testosterone levels? I can have that checked by blood test every 3 or 4 months. Is there anything natural other than a compounding pharmacy type of a cream?
Absolutely, sir. The stuff is called zinc. That's one of the stuffs, by the way. It's a major one. Zinc really slows down the testosterone to estrogen progression. Now, according to a really good research paper I read years ago, as long as we do not exceed 100 milligrams of zinc a day, we're not going to get in trouble. And if we are under that, we better balance it with copper. A little bit of copper, it's about a 15 to 1 ratio. But even so, other than that, we're not going to get in trouble with the zinc. So that's one thing. Number two, there's a formula out there that's called after what it's made of. It's called Magnolia. That's just the name on the label. And that's made by a company called Allergy Research, with whom I am not affiliated, and zinc is made by a number of companies, as you know. I like the one by Nature's Life. I'm not affiliated with them either, but they know about this 15 to 1 zinc-copper ratio, so they put 30 milligrams of zinc, a couple milligrams of copper per capsule. Okay, back to the magnolia. And you'll see on the label, it says something like 80-90% honokiol, which I won't bother to spell, but it's a weird name. And that also inhibits aromatase. And if you go look it up online, you'll find there are a whole lot more natural products that inhibit aromatase, which is the enzyme that the anastrozole is inhibiting, in a way that I don't like, simply because it's a molecule that doesn't belong in the body. But there are several others, but I prefer the zinc and magnolia to start with, because they work in a variety of other beneficial ways for men too.
Right, so as far as boosting testosterone, do you know of any studies that people have ever kept their testosterone levels up to an optimal level through natural products as opposed to a prescription?
Only toward a certain age, sir. Sooner or later, we all get old enough that that's not going to happen, but that age definitely varies. Now, I understand, and I've yammered on about this before, that if we take a look at the blood test results from the 1940s and 1950s, when they definitely were measuring testosterone for men, we find that those levels were much better than men of a comparable age these days. Sometimes they were, and sometimes they were considerably higher, but that's the result of all this environmental toxicity out there, sir. And so another thing a guy has to do, and you probably know this very well, if he's going to maintain his own testosterone at a higher level, he's got to detox regularly.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah, well, let me tell you about... You go ahead.
Well, it makes sense to, you said detoxifying, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the best way of doing that is sweating. There was actually research done at a Southern California university, paid for, of all places, by the Church of Scientology. I don't know why they got into this. But what was done is to biopsy the fat from a number of men and women and check it for all these herbicides, pesticides, Roundup, glyphosate, anything you can think of that's floating around the world these days, and it really is on the winds around the world. Anyway, and then each of these people, these were research volunteers, agreed to do 30 episodes of heavy sweating. That can be done with exercise, drenching your clothes. It could be done with a sauna, and in, for guys, infrared saunas are best. It could be done any way that makes you heavy sweat. So they did their 30 episodes of heavy sweating. The heavy sweating had to go on for half an hour to 40 minutes. And then they came back and biopsied their fatty tissues again, and what do you know? Two-thirds of the toxins were gone, sir.
Yes, I have a far infrared sauna, so
good,
I should be
you.
Hitting that a lot more often.
Well, to keep yourself detoxed, we all should be, sir, unless, of course, we can go out in the sunshine, and around here that isn't quite as common as it might be.
That's for sure. Doctor, you've been very helpful, and you have a wonderful day.
Well, you too, sir, and thank you for calling in. Appreciate that very much.